Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 177. It's Always Your Fault by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Nerd Fitness, Zen Habits, Steve Pavlina, and many more. If there are any authors that you read from, but would like narrated for you, come by and let us know. You can get in touch with us at oldpodcast.com. I wanted to share an inspirational quote with you today. I feel like I'm due for one of those, but a quick bit of background. I volunteered myself for a leadership training at my work. Basically, what we had to do is read various management books, basically a book a month, and then each member of this committee or this team would present on that book. One of the best books that I read as part of this leadership training was a book by Chip and Dan Heath called Decisive. It's an easy read, but it had a number of great quotes, and this is the one that I particularly liked. So here we go. Quote, ask yourself this, what do I want out of life, and what are the best options to get me there? Chip and Dan Heath. And I feel like this quote relates nicely to yesterday's topic, where we talked about emotional eating. And today's topic, it's always your fault, you're going to see that there's going to be talk of ownership. And again, I feel like the quote, what do you want out of life and what's it going to take to get you there? That's really what this is all about. So with that, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. It's Always Your Fault by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Imagine you're the passenger on a bus. You pull the cord to let the driver know that your stop is coming up, but instead of slowing down, they slam their foot on the gas and veer out of control as they turn to stare at you. Their hair is disheveled, shirt filled with random stains, and the funk of 1,000 years invades your nostrils. Their eyes are bloodshot, and the last good tooth they had abandoned ship years ago. For all you know, they may not even be wearing pants. To say they're methed out of their mind would be the understatement of the century. And that's when it finally hits you. Wherever you want to go, this bus definitely isn't getting you there. Why victimhood is killing your gains. Have you ever felt like things were constantly happening to you and that you were just a passenger along for the ride? It's exactly like being on that bus, except way worse because it's actually your life. I've been there, and on any given day, I can easily slip right back into that passenger seat if I'm not careful. Blaming, defending, complaining, these are all tools of the trade. And I get it. Sinking into that victim mentality and letting it run amok has a certain seductive appeal to it. When in that mode, it's easy to think that you've got it all figured out and that if only those other people out there would get their act together, you wouldn't be in this predicament. You'd be in much better shape if your coworkers would stop bringing all sorts of treats and delectable fatty foods into the office. You would have time to hit the gym if people stopped making so many demands on your time. When dieting for a photo shoot, I felt myself mentally blaming friends I was going out to eat with. How could they order that when they know I'm trying to get mad sexy? And why are these French fries so delicious? Doesn't this restaurant know they're my favorite food and that I can't possibly resist? On the outside, I played it cool. On the inside, I was whiny and had a pretty bad case of the emo. It's tempting to feel like you're always the one in the right, making it easy to blame everything on something outside of you and keeping the pristine image of yourself intact. That's taking the easy, low-effort approach to living life. Blaming others will never better you. It only ensures that you stay exactly where you are and miss out on the best parts of life. Whenever I find myself playing the victim, I tell myself one thing that never fails to pull me back from the brink of destruction. It's always your fault. Are you not exercising as much as you'd like? It's completely your fault. Looking like Captain America pre-Super Soldier Serum? Certainly your fault. Do you feel like you can't create the kind of relationship that you want to be in? It's definitely your fault. Are your eating habits spiraling out of control and it's wreaking havoc on your mental and physical well-being? It's for sure your fault. If you're anything like me, hearing that something is your fault can make a piece of you immediately want to jump on the defensive. The goal here isn't to send you down a self-critical rabbit hole of shame and doubt, but to empower you. This is all about self-acceptance with as little judgment as possible. It's your fault is a helpful mental shortcut capable of sneaking past all your hidden defense systems, leading to the end result of it being your responsibility. Let's say I kidnapped you and dropped you in a pile of quicksand, which I have on hand at all times. It's not your fault that I was a big old meanie and snatched you up while you were watching How I Met Your Mother, but if you want to live long enough to see another episode, then it's your responsibility to do something about getting out. If something involves you, you play a role in the situation and bear the responsibility of bringing about change. Own it all, the good, the bad, and the fugly. When you stop looking for things outside of yourself to blame, you're forced to look inward and search for ways to better yourself. Instead of all of your resources going towards deflecting and complaining, they're now funneled towards finding solutions to get you where you want to go. Only by claiming responsibility can the process of true growth begin. Be your own hero. This is your life. Hold yourself accountable to it. You are responsible for everything in it, from the look of your physique to how you make a living and the quality of your personal interactions. Others can help you, so don't be afraid to ask for it. It's great if they do, but no one else is responsible for making anything happen in your life but you. No one is coming to save you. Fully embrace this fact. Stop the momentum dead in its tracks by asking this question: what's one thing I can do in this moment to help myself? No matter how small the answer that you come up with is, do that thing and then build off it relentlessly. Regardless of your situation, there are dozens of things that you can do today to snatch your power back from the claws of victimhood and actively create the life you want to live. It's okay not to be perfect. It's okay to not have all the answers. It's okay to say you don't know, but that you're still looking. It's not okay to blame your problems and struggles on others. Starting right now, you are no longer a victim. Action and a deep, ever-evolving understanding of self is the only thing that can and will save you. Go forth and act boldly, even if it looks like a hot mess, until you get the hang of it. You just listened to the post titled, "It's Always Your Fault," by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For a long time, I was the king of defensiveness. I was the king of feeling like a victim. It was so hard for me, and I guess it still is, to admit that I was wrong, I didn't know something. One day, I got up all of my courage and admitted to something that was my fault. It was kind of big, but I admitted to it. And the reaction was not what I expected. Instead of getting blamed or getting in trouble, What I found is people were like, oh, okay, well, just try not to do it again. Thank you for your honesty. Oh my goodness, totally unexpected. And now I am one of the first to fess up when it's my fault. When something's my fault, it is freeing to say, whoops, sorry about that, my bad. And again, this is coming from a guy who always reacted defensively. So I get it. This is not easy to do, especially in the beginning. But I promise you're going to like the results if you do start to take ownership. And in fact, I'll end with another quote. I've shared this with you before, but I think this is perfect here. Quote, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. Maya Angelou. Now don't forget, if you want to suggest authors or get in contact with us for any reason, you can visit oldpodcast.com. There are free spreadsheet tools and book raffles for people who join the mailing list there, a support page if you want to help us out, either financially or otherwise. You can find our contact info, all of our past episodes, and a lot more. Just come by oldpodcast.com for access to all of that. I hope you're having a wonderful week. I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.